Guardian Unlimited.
Tomorrow, President George Bush is expected to announce a cut in the number of American troops in Iraq to pre-surge levels. Yesterday, the White House strategy came under attack from Democratic and Republican senators as they questioned General David Petraeus, the commander of US forces in Iraq, and the US ambassador to Baghdad, Ryan Crocker. This is Senator Joe Biden, chairman of the US Senate Committee on Foreign Relations and a Democratic presidential hopeful.
The American military, as you know better than I do, cannot sustain a war in Iraq with no end in sight at the levels we're there now. And the American people will not support an infinite war whose sole remaining purpose is to prevent the situation in Iraq from becoming worse than it is today. It's time to turn the corner, in my view, gentlemen. We should stop the surge and start bringing our troops home.
Joe Biden. Well, Suzanne Goldenberg's in Washington for The Guardian, and she's on the line. Suzanne, is there an end in sight to America's military commitment in Iraq?
Basically, by the middle of 2008, the number of troops in Iraq will be brought back to where they were at the beginning of 2007. In effect, nothing will change on the ground, and that's why there was such pointed questioning yesterday of General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker, because people in Congress, senators, both Democratic and Republican, are beginning to question whether the president really does have a strategy that just goes beyond the day-to-day getting through the war.
Did the senators give the general and the diplomat a tough time then?
It was a tough time for him, yes, surprisingly so, much more than it was the day before in the House. You have to remember that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and Armed Services Committee, these are the arenas that ratify treaties, that make the final decision on the appointment of a Secretary of State or the Pentagon Chief. So they're pretty heavy-hitting committees. They take their responsibilities seriously. So the debate was of a high caliber.
General Petraeus held up Anbar province as an example of where the US strategy was working. Did that line stand up to scrutiny?
Yes and no. Not to sound too equivocal. You know, there have been gains in Anbar province. In the big picture, that doesn't really matter very much, because the big problem in Iraq today is sectarian warfare. And Anbar province is entirely Sunni. So if the Sunnis are getting along, that doesn't really help with a big picture problem of Shia-Sunni warfare. Furthermore, the reason for the improvements of Anbar province is that the Sunni tribes have just gotten sick and tired of what Al-Qaeda is doing in the area. So it's a rebellion against Al-Qaeda that comes, the initiative is coming from the Sunni tribes, not because of anything the U.S. is doing there. It's not a result of U.S. policy. The U.S. is the beneficiary.
Were they able to explain what America stands to gain by its continued presence in Iraq?
No. I mean, and I think that's the big, you know, question in all of this, and that came through. I mean, they could not say what America stood to gain. They could warn of catastrophic consequences if this failed. But they did not say what the options were for America if this current strategy failed. And they, you know, were forced to admit in the end that whatever gains were made were fragile and could easily be reversed as soon as the troops were out of there.
President Bush will announce his response to General Petraeus' report tomorrow. What's he going to say?
Well, he is basically going to endorse the recommendation in the report to begin a gradual drawdown of the troops that were involved in the surge. So if you remember, that's an additional 30,000 troops that were sent in overtime at the beginning of this year. So now they're going to come out. I think the expectation is that President Bush is going to be put more conditions on bringing those troops out. It'll be a slower drawing down than the one that General Petraeus laid out. But essentially, that's what's going to happen. The 30,000 troops will begin to come out of Iraq, leaving 130,000 troops on the ground. So essentially, it'll be 18 months, we had an increased force strength. Now we're back to exactly where we started in January 2007.
Suzanne Goldenberg. And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.